power to transform wealth, the power to transfer wealth. And what's got to happen is you got to listen, learn, and obey.
Right.
That's got to take place.
Mm-hmm.
You got some folks, all they want to be is a church goer, pew filler.
Yeah.
You know, and they treat God and they treat the church worse than they do other things. You got to want this.
Yes.
I got somebody I'm dealing with now. You know, I'm not God. You got to want this. Just like it's working for me, it'll work for you.
Yeah.
You got to want it so much until you put it first place in your life.
Yes.
You got to have respect for the word and respect for God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. I started not to go to that scripture. I don't know if I'm going to go there. Something just popped in my head. But let me say this again. Welcome to the land of plenty.
Yes.
The land of opportunities.
Hallelujah.
And guaranteed success.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Guaranteed success.
Amen.
If you believe and receive what God is telling you to do,
mm-hmm.
when you step into God's presence, you come into his house in expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. You got to be believing that when you come here to get something.
Amen.
Worst thing I hate is when I go to the service station and when I get over there, they got a thing on the pump. It ain't working.
Right, right.
And I got to get back in my car, start it back up, and go to another pump.
Right.
But when you come into his presence,
mm-hmm.
his church house,
mm.
see, you'll be anxious to come in here if you get the right mindset.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. His power, you come with expectations and anticipation.
Amen.
I'm expecting something to happen. I'm coming in here. Now, you know, if we had a sign out there saying free cheese, that line would be way down there. Come on here. But then you got some of them so lazy that say, can you get it for me?
Uh-uh. If I get it, I'm keeping it.
When you come through those doors, what are you expecting to happen?
Amen.
When you go to your job, the reason why you go, whether it's rain, sleet, shine, because you know you're going to get a paycheck
right,
if you go
right.
and do what they tell you to do.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you come through these doors, you need to come with expectation. You know, some of them ought to be sitting at the gate waiting for, I'll open the gate because I will be the first one there.
Come on here.
Anticipation.
Yeah.
Amen.
That God is going to do something
yeah.
for me.
Oh,
yeah. Hallelujah. Glory. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to try to sow it in your heart. I walk in the land of plenty. I don't walk in the land of barely get along and let me see if I can make it happen in the land of lack. I don't operate in that land anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I'm going out, I say, oh, I thank you for the land of plenty.
Hallelujah.
I just thank you. You got to get your mind in the mind of God, in the word of God, if you want this word to work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you got to do what God tells you to do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm going to touch on what we teached on last week, and then I'm going to go to this week. Expectation. You expecting his power to be activated. It's not going to activate until you come in here with expectation.
Amen.
Expecting. You know, when your mama tell you she going to do something, you expecting her to do it, right?
Right.
And if she don't do it, but see, you ain't got to worry about God not doing his part.
You're right.
Elanil said Wednesday night, you do your part. God can do his part.
Right.
Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about, so when I walk in here, I want to sow something into you, you know, because I'm going to tell you something. This thing is working.
Amen.
You know, I thought about a scripture in the book of James. It says, show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.
That's what it says.
From the time that we started this ministry, a lot of people come in here, they don't want to be trained. They just want to be preached at and let me go back and do what I was doing and all of this like that.
Right.
But if they follow the ministry, we steady moving forward. You know what I'm saying? We're steady moving forward. We're steady making heights. We can say, well, we didn't pay the church off. That's it. Uh-uh. That ain't it. We're going to keep it moving.
Amen.
Come on here. We didn't pay, got the pews fixed, paid for it, cash when that check went through. I said, there you go. And I ain't going to tell you something, but I'm going to tell you this here.
Ha.
$5,000 of that money been already from the time they came and put these pews down. I've been calling God to replenish. And $5,000 of that money been already went to the account. And I'm just waiting for the rest of it. I'm resting in faith. You hear what I'm saying? Because he told us to replenish. And I say, God, every penny we spend out, you replenishing it back in. Don't ask me how I got there. Just say, God.
God.
That's how I got there, God.
Amen.
And I'm calling it on my account as well.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because I live in the land of what?
Plenty.
Live in the land of plenty.
Yes.
Land of opportunities.
Yes.
The land of guaranteed success.
Yes.
And when I come through them doors, that's what I'm expecting God to sow in my spirit.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus. I'm not sitting here acting like, oh, well, let's go to church. Mm-mm. I'm coming with great expectations and anticipation.
All right.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to believe that this word is working.
It is.
Ooh, my daughter that brought us some new members. She got a lot of
there things. You go.
There you go, baby. She
my
got a whole line in
there.
There
you go. That's faith.
That's faith.
That's faith.
Now, hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to
there
God.
There you go, Joy. Have a
hallelujah, time, Jesus. You got to believe in order to receive.
Yes.
You know, and last week we talked about how you got to know the voice of God and obey it.
Yes.
Poverty and lack shows itself up many different ways. It's not just financial. What's in you, if you don't get it transformed, that poverty in you will cause you to make all sorts of bad errors and misuse money and not be in the place where you need to be when money is coming and all kind of stuff like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm going to lay a foundation and then we're going to go later in the Sundays. You don't want to miss none. You want to grab this. How you exit a year, it's going to make a big difference in how you enter the next one.
Amen.
How you exit a year.
Amen, amen.
That's just like when bad things happen, when tragedy happens. The first word you say is going to control that situation.
All right.
Yes. You don't need to start cursing your day. What did it happen to me? Oh, dear. Well, one woman was telling about how her and her children got in a big wreck and they were spread it all out over the interstate. And her husband was really not hurt. But he came and leaned over her and said, I'm a dead man.
Oh, no.
And he the one got killed. He the one died out of all the rest of them.
Oh, my God.
So the first words you say when
come
tragedy
on
happens
yeah come on,
can
God
direct how that situation goes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You may not be responsible for how you came in here because you didn't know how to fight off a lot of stuff. But when you leave out of here, the responsibility is on you. Because you ought to leave out stronger. You ought to leave out, glory to God, knowing the word of God more. You got to hold your attention. All kind of stuff will try to hold your attention. Don't be answering no phone in here if they be calling you unless you got that's a job you got to go to. Amen. Don't be playing no Candy Crunch up in here. And any other. Oh, it didn't happen. It didn't happen.
You're right.
You know, if you don't take this word serious, if you don't take your life serious, it's going to play with you. You're going to reap what you sow. Hallelujah. I'm very particular how I deal with God because I want him to move for me.
Yes.
I don't want nothing in my way. I'm very particular. Glory to God. You got to believe it and you got to receive it. And like I said, last week we talked about to know the voice of God and to obey. Like I said, poverty and lack shows itself up in different ways. Just like I told you, I got prosperity in me. You ain't going to come and catch my church ragging, my house raggedy. smelly and all that. You're not going to come and catch that. I'm not going to go for that. And it's a fact, like I said, that you got to watch. If you keep doing the same thing, what's going to happen?
Same results.
Thank you. You're going to keep having the same results. I don't want to change. I like the way I am. Well, then you might like what you have. If you're making it from paycheck to paycheck, if you are not producing on the level that the words say you can produce on, it's because you don't want to change.
Amen.
He ain't going to beg for you. If there's going to be any difference, you got to make the difference.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the difference in the real church and the religious church.
Mm.
You know, you got to know that. People come to me and tell me all kind of stuff, trying to preach to me. And when I look at your life, you ought to be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I go to the hospital to pray for them, and they want to preach to me. I'm not the one in here. You're the one in here. But you want to tell me everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you want things to change, like I said, you will have to change. And if you want kingdom living, you have to learn kingdom operations.
Yes.
You can't just walk in here and think everything going to jump on you. No, it's not. Hallelujah. Like I said, you can go sit in front of a service station all day long. If you don't get out and open your thing and put the pump in there and pay the money to get it, you ain't going to get nothing.
Right.
So that happens in the church. And too many, I said too many saints, glory to God, they go out and keep operating the same way. You operate and function the way God tells you to.
Yes, you do.
And that's when you're going to have the difference.
Yes.
If you want your inheritance, you will have to be, listen to this, have a very determined mind. Because the devil is going to come with aggravations. He's going to come to try to aggravate, you know, and that's why it's good for husband and wives or mates to come to church so that you be on the same level. Because, you know, the devil going to agitate anything he can. And you're going to have to learn. See, people still not. Help me, Jesus. You got to be strong for this. You got to be strong enough that if God tell you to tell somebody no, you say no. You got to be strong enough that if they say, come here, come with me over here. Nope, that's not what the Holy Ghost is telling me to do.
That's fine.
Can't do it.
Say what? It's going to take spiritual strength. And you got to understand when you walk in here expecting his power to meet you, he will lead and guide and teach you. He will make and mold you to his will. So that when he say do something, your inside's not going to reject it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Did that make any sense to somebody? Mm-hmm. So you got to have determination because Satan will come with many aggravations. Your insides have to be converted. And you will have to be empowered by the strength of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about in Ephesians chapter 6. In the New Testament, and it tells us to be strong in the what?
Lord.
In the Lord. Sometimes when things happen, we just want to kick in. I feel like I ought to do this. So we'll call five or six people on the phone. What you think I ought to do? And he says, finally, my brethren, in verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You're going to have to put on his strength.
Amen.
We talked about this because there are things that have come up all of a sudden on in between the I believe and the there it is. And you'll have to pull them out the way, push them out the way. Break the chains out of your way. Hallelujah. I say you're going to have to do that.
Right.
And see, people come to church and they think God gonna do everything. Just because they can quote some scriptures and do this here, get them a little shout in, they think that got it, but that don't have it, baby.
Mm-mm.
They'll do all of the singing and shouting and do all of that quoting scriptures and go home and still live below their privileges. Hallelujah. So you need to know how to operate and function God's way. And to be, and you know, there will be a difference. So if you want your inheritance, you will have to, like I said, be determined. You got to know when aggravation comes. Say, I know why you're here. And then say, what that old saying? We say, who you mad at?
I ain't mad at nobody.
What you mad about?
I'm mad about nothing.
The devil wants you mad at everything. Right. Because when you get out of the will, the word of God, the jurisdiction of God, Satan can play with you.
Right.
Hallelujah. And you will be empowered and strengthened by God. So he tells us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Then he go to tell us, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You got to be armored up,
amen,
suited and booted up. You don't come to church and then you ain't got no armor on. The devil come and say, where my helmet at? Let me see, where is that? Because you haven't had been wearing it. You put it on. Keep it on.
Right.
Glory to God.
You're right.
You don't want the devil to steal from you. You don't want him to kill you. You better be armored up.
Yes. You're right.
Because he's telling you right here, put on that whole armor, not half of it, of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because that means he's coming.
Yes.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You may be looking at circumstances. You may be looking at people. But the root behind that is demon spirits.
Amen.
Some people say, you know, in the past they've said about me, well, she anti-family. I'm not anti-family. I'm anti-anybody trying to control me.
Come on.
That's what I'm against.
Yes.
I'm going to see what you're saying, and then I'm going to take it to the heavens. And if God tell me not to do it, I'm not going to do it.
Amen.
We have taught many a times, and we're going to go back into it, about cosigning and different stuff and getting into, you know, soon as you get some money, you let the money control you.
Right.
And you just get to spend it and forget you got bills. You forget you got this and that. Glory to God. And you don't let people tell you
how
to operate in spiritual things unless you can see their lifestyle and they got something following them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I talk to people all the time. This week on the phone, I'm trying to tell them that, yeah, but. And they're going to preach to me like they got it going on. And I know they don't have it going on. I can see from what they saying because they're switch watch, you know. They don't have it going on. Glory to God. So you're going to be wrestling not against flesh and blood. They may not like you on their job. They may work against you. You better know how to go into heavens and pull that thing down and shut it down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You think they liked us having a church here?
No.
I don't know why my sign is not out. I got to check and see, make sure ain't nobody tamper with it, but it's not shining at night, but it will be. Because I don't believe in nothing being broken this house. I'm going to find out where the problem is, and it's going to shine again because this is alive with Christ.
Right.
And that's the reason why God had me to put alive with Christ and not Mount Tebow, because you got to get alive in here.
Not Tebow.
Mount Sinai, not all of this here. You need some Jesus to be alive with you and inside of you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mount Gibeah.
Glory. You got to be, your insides got to be converted. And he said, we're not fighting against spirit. You know, when you talking about, oh, let me give you my subtitle. My subtitle is Break the Back of Poverty. We're going to break the back of poverty out of our lives. You got to understand, glory to God. You come in here, you're dealing with God, the heavenly spirit that is above all, in front of all. And you got to understand, glory to God, you got to deal with everything he gives to you comes to your spirit man first.
Amen.
Your healing goes through your spirit man.
Amen.
Before it's manifesting. And you can't say, you got to say, God, I thank you that on the cross you died for my healing.
Oh, yeah.
From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet.
Yeah.
And I thank you, glory to God, you died for my wealth.
Amen.
I'm not living in the land of lack. I'm living in the land of plenty. Hallelujah. But I know how to control that plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. He'll take you places you ain't never been before. Yeah. But some of the people problem is they go tell folks and they say, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't believe you. You know, you got to be strong because everybody is not looking for this. I was so poor. I used to go to the mall and I hit my head on the glass looking at what was on the inside. I said, and I'm saved. Sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Boo. Forgot the glass was there. And I can say now I can go in there and get
window
what I
shopping.
Want, but I don't
window
get anything
shopping.
I want because I can buy.
Window shopping.
Because I've learned how to listen to the Holy Ghost. And he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able, hallelujah, to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Now, we're living in evil days.
Oh, yes.
Deaconess Linda was calling me. She was telling me about how she went to, where did you go? To buy some food.
In the mall.
And they going to put something in there she didn't order and jack the price up. And she said, I didn't order this. Why is this? Oh, you did. But it's good with that. I didn't order that.
Yeah, what I told. It may be. But
and
I didn't
then after she had the lady to take it off, she didn't want to take the money off. We're living in them days where this stuff is going up and they want to pass it on to the consumer.
Yes.
And you better watch.
You better say that.
You better look at your ticket. We're living in the days when I heard somebody went to a eating place and they gave them their card and they went to the back. What you going to the back for? You're supposed to have that thing right there.
Right.
And they paid a bill with it. We're living in them days where them folks will call you and tell you, well, I got your address and I know your name. What's your social security number? If you're from the social security place,
you should know that.
Click. Evil days.
All right.
The devil after your money to get it, you better be out there to keep it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You better let God teach you how to handle finances. And like I said, poverty is not just in money.
That's true.
Poverty comes from the inside, just like prosperity do. That's how come when you come in here, the first thing you need to do, that word got to do. And it said, they take too long for me. I'm going over here where they prophesy. Now, I don't care how many times you put a whole tank of car oil on your head. If you don't obey, it ain't going to help you none.
Come on.
Am I telling the truth? So, it's a process.
Yes.
It's first that word got to go in you and you got to receive it, believe it and receive it. And it's got to take out of you all of that poverty decisions that's in there. I can talk to people. They can see that I don't ask them for nothing. And they just want to ride on my coattail. I can say, ooh, I'm getting ready to cook this dinner. I'm going to eat me some. You need to come to church.
Yeah.
And learn how to fish for yourself.
Yeah. Give a man a fish, eat for one day.
You may call me and I don't feel like cooking.
Amen.
And that'll be quite regular sometimes. But I don't owe you nothing.
Amen.
You know, I can send out the word of wisdom now. And they'll take that as church.
They ain't gonna get it.
You can't do it your way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're going to have to be empowered to get wealth. And you have to keep that anointing and that word in your life so that you'll know how to respond to life situations.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And then he said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having not done all to stand. People will look at you, you know, like I said with her. Oh, do you want your change back? Yes! We're talking about dollar bills here.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think Uncle Sam fighting for them pennies?
Yeah.
And if he take the pennies back, he going to start everything with nickels.
Yes, sir. All right.
Somebody said they're trying to get rid of the pennies.
Yeah.
They're going to go straight to nickels on a dollar. I'm preparing now.
Amen.
Okay? Glory to God. So anyway, he tells you how to stand, what to put on, and what you're supposed to do. Now, if you be lazy and don't do it, You got so much business to take care of. You're not taking care of what God tell you to take care of. You are going to be a victim instead of a victor. Now, the devil, life always going to be trying to throw stuff to you. That's what the Bible says. When he says the storms will come and the rain will fall and the floods will come upon both houses. Those that's doers of the word and those that's not doers of the word. But you got to learn how to not let your feelings control you, but let your faith control you. Well, I feel like I ought to do this. Well, I feel like this here. A whole lot of times I don't feel like coming to church, but I come because I know I got to be here.
Amen.
You got to understand your feelings will mess you up.
Yeah,
hallelujah. So last week we got into some serious training, and I'm going to do it a little bit, some of that this week. Something needs to happen to you when you come to church and sit under the power of God. You need to open up your eyes and your heart to God. Don't be thinking about everything you want to do when you leave from here. Open up your heart and let God come in so you won't go out there and make decisions you ain't got no business making. You may not see it for 2 years to 2 years down the road, but you done messed up. Go back, you know, and like I say, hear this word, go back doing the same old thing. You need to be on a mission when you come here. I need to come here because I need to learn how to be a manifester, a producer. I don't mind being a trendsetter. I don't mind being the first one. Peter said, let me step out the boat first on the water. He sang, but what did he say? Lord, help me. God was right there. The word of God is what gives you the power of God. Now, we talked last week. Let me tell you this. You got to live by revelation and not just by religion. It'll let you know that revelation will let you know that you have the right to move and break things up that's holding your path up.
Amen.
You got to understand that. You got to understand that when you're coming into wealth, you got to know how to let it, how to work it, because it'll destroy you if you don't believe it. Or it'll come, the Bible said, to take wings and fly. Don't give in. Don't come in here to play, like I said. Don't come in here, you know, to time God. Well, it's time. Some people just cut off. Well, I done had enough now. I'm going to cut him off. See, you need to be in every part of God. Get yourself in every part of God there is. You know, I done had enough, so I'm going to cut him off. Let me tell you something else. This word is promised to the new man, not the flesh man. The new man is the spirit to man. I don't care what God say. You operate in that flesh. He don't owe you nothing. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just tell it like it is. You can get mad if you want to. People come in here with their feelings all on their shoulder. You say something, they get all mad. How dare in the word, they can do all kind of stuff to folks. And I'm just trying to get you ready for the word. Because you're not, the Galatians says, you're not going to reap your inheritance being childish. You got to grow up. Hallelujah. In the things of God.
Yes.
You got to be taught. And we said last week that there is the Logos word and there is the Rhema word. The Logos is the written word.
Yes.
The Rhema word is the oral speaking word. You need both of them. Because the Logos word is God's word. And it's going to go inside of you and it's going to cleanse you and it's going to put what God have said inside of you. He said, now are you clean through the words that I speak?
That's what he said.
Hallelujah. But the Rhema word is God making it personal, telling you what to do. We talked last week about the woman that was in debt. Her husband died and left her in debt. She didn't, but you know what? She had to. He was a man of God, so she had God on her mind.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to take her children and they were going to make them slaves to pay off that debt. But she decided to go to the man of God.
Yes, she did.
He was the oracle of God. Everybody didn't have the spirit of God back then. The prophets had. So he told her what to do. Mm-hmm. Now, we only read in the Bible where one woman was told to go borrow pots. Mm-hmm. One woman. He took what she had. See, you don't know God know how to produce wealth. Come on here. You just sitting there wondering how God gonna do it. No, you just need to be wondering how you gonna obey him. And if you don't have enough of the word down on the inside, you know something? Sister Trina, you looked at like Oprah Winfrey when I changed. Say thank you for that Oprah Winfrey money.
I know, right?
I looked up and said, wait a minute. Hallelujah. It's in the house.
Billions.
It's in the house. You better grab it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't get jealous of her. You better get yours. That's how folks get messed up. Worry about what somebody else do. I catch you in my prayer closet. I'm going to tear you down. You better be waving a white flag and say, Pastor, I'm just here.
I come
Check
in
it
peace.
Out a few things. I ain't trying to bind you up now.
I come in peace.
You know, and everything. But I did see that. I don't have to lie about that. And God need to raise up somebody that's living this word that's going to manifest and produce what he said.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He got to find somebody that's going to be obedient to his word. All of y'all got an inheritance.
Amen.
You can be in church 50 years and don't have revelation knowledge. You can quote the scripture all you want to. And this word will not work for you. You need that rhema word, and you need to obey it. So when that woman went and got all of them pots, some of y'all would say, pots, pots, go borrow pots, vessels. See, you try to figure it out when God already laid out. And when she did what he said, come on, say, did what he said. Then the oil began to go, and it didn't stop till she ran out of vessels to put it in. Another one, we never see where this happened again. One woman that was in a big famine, she said, I'm going to cook this last cake and I'm going to die. Me and my son going to eat it and die. But oh my God, when the prophet came, see, some of y'all don't believe what God be telling us to tell you. You know, we the prophet in the house.
Come on, prophet.
When the prophet came and said, cook that last cake.
Come on.
And give it to
give
me.
Give it to me.
I ain't giving them nothing. Let me tell you, sow a seed for this. Okay. When she did that, when he ate the cake, my baby gonna die. You think I'm gonna let my child die feeding old man like you? See, that if you don't get your mind renewed, you're going to resist what God tells you to do. And when he ate that cake, that barrel began come on here, that flour, that meal or whatever she needed, it never did quit. Hallelujah. You got, now God spoke to them. You can know the Logos word. But that rhema word going to tell you personally what to do.
Yes,
we talked about last week about Moses. He told him to come on out of the land of Egypt. And when he came, the enemy's sitting there. Oh, we got them now. They got a big old Red Sea in the front.
And the army.
And we the army. We ready to kill them in the back. But God told Moses, stretch out your rod over that sea. And when he did, that thing stood up.
Again.
That was the rhema word that he gave him. Now, we said last week, had he not obeyed?
Okay.
Oh, Lord, I ain't going to do that.
Oh, well.
Do you know how many times we tell the Lord that? I got to be included in that, too. I'm learning to get better. When he did that, so you could say, who really opened up the Red Sea? Moses did. Because had not Moses obeyed, God told him what to do. I got people coming to me and say, God told me to do this here. What you think God to do? What do I think you ought to do? Oh my God. Do what he tell you to do.
God told me to send my money down here.
Glory to God. I can't get into everything. But you got to stop living from the outside, man, and from your feelings, and live from the inside where God's faith operates.
Oh, yes.
That rhema word of God, like I said, you need both of them. So as I lay this foundation, glory to God, you know, you have to know how to be skillful in the things of God. You want to be trained. What if when you go to the army, everybody start out a private, basically. Is there anything lower than that? That's it. Now it's up to you how much you're going to do what you need to do to get that rank. And you're going to have opposition. Anybody? Yeah, I know y'all had some opposition. Now, if you be saved, you know how to take that thing to the heaven and pull that demon down that's sitting up in that person. You know, but the devil wants you to react in the flesh. You know, we was talking about that the other day. Some spirit of aggravation get on folks and they, I'm going to go kill them. Well, the devil ain't told you, you're going to be the one in the prison. One man killed a man over a woman. Well, guess what? The one dead ain't going to have her and you ain't going to have her. She going to end up with somebody else anyway.
Anyway.
Devil don't tell you all of that. Because you operating under darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we are those that's being empowered by the word of God. That word got to get in there and pull out and cleanse you and change your soul, your mind, your willpower, and emotions. Sometimes I'm going through something, I'm living by the word, and the devil tell me, he start talking, well, this. I say, you shut up. I said, it is God saying, I'm the head, not the tail. He said that healing belongs to me. Right. You got to quote that scripture. That's to do another word. Beat him down with it.
Yeah, put it on.
You call and tell folks, and they say, well, you know what? You know, cancer ran all through y'all family. Well, a buck stops here. Yeah. I'm going to stop it right here. Hallelujah. Well, you better watch it. You don't know what's going to happen. I know the word of God will happen if I activate it. I got more power in him than I got in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That spoken word, he'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you how to pay a bill. He'll tell you, want to do it?
Yes, he will.
He'll personally speak to you.
Yes.
Not everybody else, because you're the one in it. And he'll tell you what to do.
Yes.
Just like he told me how to pay this church off 4 years ahead of time. Amen.
Amen.
And just like he told me, you know, we were talking about getting the pews redone, and I kept saying, Lord, 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 now Lord. These people don't care nothing about that. He said, why are you sitting here doubting me?
My God.
Because, you know, we had a Lord, they were pennies, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He said, haven't I always provided for you?
Yes.
And I looked around and I told Linda, I said, look at this. Look at how much been replenished back in now. I'm not being proud. I'm just proving you that the word works. That the word works. Timing plays a role. You sit here and you play and wrestle with God. Timing plays a role. That house we're living in now, ain't no way in the world we could get it now for what we paid for it. In May will be 5 years because everything in that neighborhood then went up.
Everything
then went up. And then after we did, it didn't want to pay what they wanted for it, but it would have been him, you know. But God spoke to me. Say the spoken word of God. After we did that close, God spoke to me and say, before this year is out, I want you to go in there and refinance it. We had a 4.25 interest rate, but when we refinanced it, we had a 2.50. For 15 years. And I'm paying it Lord in that because I'm going to add extra money to it. The spoken word. He'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you how to do it. Hallelujah. And when he speak and tell you what to do, just do it.
Yes.
time we get on the phone, what you think I ought to do? You were begging the other day. Now, why would I go and ask you for what I don't care how much you can shout out my kata. You know, glory to God. You need that rhema. Now, the rhema word, when he tell you what to do, the logos word is in there to tell you, well, you know, so and look at them in the Bible. They did this here. You see what I'm saying? So all things are possible. But if you don't have the logos word in there, you got that poverty spirit in there, and it's going to tell you to do this, 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 this. Hallelujah. And when God speak, you're going to cast that word to the side. We're going to break all of this down throughout the month. Just like when he told Peter, say, give me your boat. Go out into the, you know, go right back in the waters you was in. They fished all night long and didn't catch nothing. I said he didn't catch nothing.
Nothing.
But after he lent God his boat. Yeah. See, when you give God something, he said you go right back out in them same waters. Now he told him to cast the nets.
Yes, he did.
But Peter had religious. You know, he ain't no fisherman, you know. So he going to go out there and he cast one net. And the net broke. They almost lost the harvest. And he had to call for the rest of them. Bring your boats. Come on out here. Because God know what he's doing. He know what he's doing. He tell you to take a pot of oil and go get some vessels. You better be getting up out your house.
Amen.
And don't go get none from somebody. Now, what you want them for? Y'all know anybody like that? They got to know your whole story. Say, look, if you can't give me the vessel, bye. I go somewhere else.
That's why he said, close the door.
You know, you up to something. Lord have mercy. Oh, my ever loving soul. You got to know someone, and you know, you got people talking about, oh, I got faith. And like I said, let me see the works of it. Let me see the works of it. Hallelujah. We have to learn how to not let feelings, I said, take the place of faith. And poverty will get you. I know so many people got so much poverty in it. We can live before them years and they see we don't beg. They see we don't ask them for nothing. They see that the things we touch is, you know, prospering, and they'll go right back. And you tell them what to do and they don't do it. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't let, I'm going into 2026. I'm not playing with a lot of folks. You want this here, you better come get you some. I'm not going to be on the phone all the time with you. I had somebody texting me last night. You better come in here and find a way to get here. If you had a doctor's appointment, you find a way to get over there. Find a way to get in here. And I'm not going to be on with you all night long. And you got to, you know, thinking that, you know, asking me like I'm God for mine. Mm-mm. I got to start saving some of mine. And just like somebody said, they went to Goodwill. You know, Goodwill stop giving you bags.
Then
they're going to ask you, you want to round it up to the next? Yeah. You going to want me to round something up and you ain't giving me no bags? Mm-mm. You better go on. No, I ain't rounding nothing up. Unless it's 10 cents or 5 cents to it. Say, well, thank you. Say, well, God, you know, no. These people trying to figure out how to get your money. You better try to figure out how to get it and keep it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just think if you go to 3 or 4 of them things and you rounding it up here, rounding it up there. Poverty is not just a lack of money, but it's a lack of the light and the power of God operating in your life. No God faith inside of you. That's what the logos give you, God faith. And when God speak, that thing ready to move.
I know you're right.
It's ready to move. It knows his voice and it's ready to move. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God will give you spoken instructions just for you. This is where, like I said, it gets personal.
Yes.
You know, you got to let it become a personal thing for you. You got to need. He said, in all of your ways to do what?
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Satan don't want you to prosper. And you got people that got the spirit of Satan going in and out of you. They don't want you to prosper. Every time you get a paycheck, there they are. Like them crows. You better put a scarecrow or something up there. Because they be just like crows. And then after they get your money, they're gone. Treat you like you ain't nothing.
So true.
Don't hate them. Just don't participate with them. That's the key. You got to not participate. In fact, let's go to that Proverbs chapter 3. And I'm closing early today. See, you got people waiting for God to do what he done told you to do. He said, you bind. What you bind on heaven, I bind. If you don't bind it up, I ain't gonna do nothing about it.
That's what he said.
He said, you speak to the mountain. What is the mountain, the problem in your life? And you tell it what to do. And just like he backed up Moses by opening up the Red Sea, he gonna back up your words. You gotta watch your words that you speak. I've been on Elder, he been on me. I've been on Linda. I'm gonna run to the store. I said, you running or you driving? That's important because let me tell you something.
You are absolutely
the more you misuse your words, the lighter they'll be when you speak. Even when you speak the word of God, you're taking away from it. The weight of it. You're taking that weight out of it because you use it. You're going back and forth playing with the word. You know, some people, I'm losing my mind. I ain't losing mine. When I lose something in the house, I say, Lord, you know exactly where it's at. Ain't nothing wrong with my mind.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But the Bible say you have what?
What you say.
You have what you say. Some people, and it takes a while to get practice not to do that, but you have what you say. I used to say around Christmas time a different thing, you know, trying to get people off my back. I'm poor as Job Turkey. You ain't got to worry. I don't say that no more. If I want to get rid of them, I say, I ain't got nothing to give you. I ain't saying I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing to give you. You better watch your words because this is spiritual operation. You better watch how you deal with God because if you put him first, he'll put you first.
Yes, he will.
You put him last, he'll put you last. You put him in between, he'll put you in between. See, I'm on a mission. When I got saved, I got on a mission. They came against me a lot, but honey, I was on a mission. I'm going to get what this word said. Look at Proverbs 3. Let's go to 5. Trust in the Lord with half of your heart.
All
thine heart.
All.
And lean not.
Lean not.
Unto thine own understanding.
Yeah. Help us, Jesus.
You gotta train yourself not to first thing come to your mind. Well, I know what I'm gonna do. I'll get on the phone and say, I'm gonna do this,
If the Lord say the same.
Now, you do not let people, I don't care that you can love them, but say, no, you can't control me.
Right.
You know, when I know I done heard from God, Ella Neal the same way. I don't care what you say. I'm sticking with this. You know, I'm sticking with what I know. And you better learn his voice. And you better put that Logos word. You ain't got time to do nothing else. You better be putting that word in your heart.
Thank you.
And putting it in there like you eat every day. You don't forget to eat, then don't forget to get the word. And we living in the technology world. You can pull it up on your phone. You can pull it up. Amen. You better get you some word while you riding. Because I used to say, well, how can I meditate day and night? And I got to get up and go to work and do all this. But baby, I'd be pumping them CDs in or have my phone on, glory to God. And then I don't want no weak word from no weak preacher.
Come on.
I need something strong, baby. Gonna put hair on my chest.
Don't need no dollar store.
I need it strong. Because the devil come at me strong. And you got to resist him. Say, oh no, it ain't going to be this way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to fight against him. So he said, what did he say? Be in all with your whole heart. You can't do it half-heartedly. It ain't going to work.
It won't
work. It's just not going to work. He don't have to receive a half-hearted situation. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Right.
Now, yeah. I got some people that sometimes, well, they don't want to be around me now because I don't go along with different stuff, you know. But I'm going to depart from what I know is evil.
Amen.
If I know, if I go to your house and you will be playing all them old blues songs, the next thing I know, there's my foot going. You will break the because you know a house.
It'll happen.
It'll happen.
Right here.
Just being there, it'll happen. So I don't go there. I'm not going to go there in your house and be, well, everybody drinking and they say, oh, it ain't going to take that.
Come on.
It's stuff I like. Mm-hmm. What, I want to go back and start tasting that stuff again.
Right.
Next thing I know, come on here.
Right.
The devil hit me and said, oh, let me go get me a Jack Daniel right quick.
Oh,
I
Jack.
Used to get my drink back then.
Oh, Jack.
You know, it don't take all of that. I was a fool. Did foolish things. Hell yeah. Do you hear me? And it don't take, it take that and some more for me. Hallelujah.
Hey, the truth will make us free.
Just get drunk and walk around here twisting.
It
was rough. Y'all rough was rough. You got to change. If you stay in them environments, it's going to lure you back in. So I don't go in them environments. You get mad, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You know, I know some, everybody ain't there where I'm at, but I'm going to tell you something. If you want the promises of God, you better get there, because the devil got all kind of setups. When I say all kind, he got all kind of setups, and he ain't going to kill me before time. You hear what I'm saying? It took a while to get strong in the Lord to say, no, no, no. You know, you need instructions from God. You need, and then he says, where am I at? 3, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him.
Yeah.
And he would direct your path.
Yeah, I'll direct.
Paths with an S on it. Sometimes we didn't want to go pray because we didn't want him to say no.
Right.
I've been there. I've been there.
Right.
Be not wise in thy own eyes.
Well, yeah.
Fear the Lord. That word fear there means respect the Lord.
Yes.
And depart from evil. Evil may not want to depart from you.
All right.
You depart from it.
All right.
You done put Joe Blow down. He done took you up one street and down another and lied and took your children food stamps and did some of everything. Then when you needed him, you couldn't find him.
Yeah.
And then you say, I ain't dealing with you no more. I'm through with you. Christmas time coming. Don't call your number. Well, before I got married, I said, don't you call my number. Don't you peek your face in my window. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. You got to depart from evil. You got to make up your mind. This ain't nothing but a setup from Satan.
And
I refuse to keep doing the same thing and getting the same results.
Amen.
God got something better for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going to get mine.
Amen.
Glory to God. With or without a man, I'm going to get mine.
Amen.
I thank God I got a man that know how to get it. Come on here.
Amen.
And we working together.
Hallelujah.
And we're learning. Oh, I wish I could get into some more teaching, but I'm about to quit. You got to understand the devil. Do you know the devil have a setup?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ellen Neal could be getting along. Forgive me, baby. All this time, and then we get ready to go do something big, and here come argument. And you know I would get right on it now, but I had to learn. I told myself this is not worth messing up. All of this faith I've been putting out. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This ain't nothing but the devil trying to come in here, starting an argument, and strife will shut your money up and it'll cause you to be sick.
Yes.
And I'm not getting in.
All right.
And I say, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
I don't care if he think he right, he can help me not to respond to that.
Yeah.
Bring my feelings feelings and my emotions under subjection. And if there's something I think is not right, you work on it. We got to straighten everybody out. We got to tell everybody off. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing but Satan trying to start something to cut your money off, or you got your faith out there. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're going to get into more of that later. You better know.
God.
I told y'all we were getting all of this stuff done. That devil did some of everything to try to make us mad. Am I telling the truth? Wanting us to complain about something. We just kept our faith working, binding that devil up.
Got to.
You know, and everything. We not going to get, I ain't getting mad. Mad, sad, or bad. You let mad lay stay in there too long, you're going to start doing bad.
Right.
Well, I ain't going to let him talk to me like that. Well, let the word talk to you. Can I let the word talk to you? Because he said somebody slapped me on one side, turn the other cheek. He said a soft word,
turn away
wrath. That's we don't want to hear that right then. You ain't going to talk to me like that. I'm going to show you. And then that thing will come in. I'm from Louisiana. I don't care where you're from. Lock them down. I say, we're going to find out who's right. Because God going to. We're going to let the judge judge this right here.
That's right.
I'm not going to argue with you. I done prayed too long, went through all of this here, and then here come the devil.
Yes.
I done went to church and start doing right. God is blessing. Mm-hmm. And here comes come something from the past knocking on the door. Leave that thing outside! Say, you can't come in here!
But it comes back in. Hey. You'll be all right.
You didn't want it when you had it. You sure can't get it now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let that devil fool you.
Amen.
I'm just laying a foundation. And I'm quitting. He said, you depart from evil.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Then he say, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. Lord, hear the devil say, look at you giving your money to that church.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't look like they need nothing. What you want me to do, have holes in my pocket and then you think, then you're sowing on poverty ground.
We were talking about you.
That's God's way. That's him. He the one do this here. He the one say, bring ye all tithes and offerings. You need to say, now God, this is what I told him one time. I said, if you want me to bring some more tithes, you're going to have to produce it.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be lazy. Because God may tell you to get up and go somewhere and you run into somebody that's got a job for you or something.
Right.
We're going to talk about the slugger next week.
Oh,
you know, you got to be like the ant. The ant start building its ant bed in the summertime.
Yes.
It'll go all in your house, all around your car. You get every little thing.
Yes.
And it'll put it in that big mound. So when the wintertime hits,
come on,
we don't have to go out.
Consider the ant.
Hallelujah. Bible say, consider that ant. He go to work, baby.
Yes, yes.
I'm working. I'm not going to let the devil. While they trying to raise up insurances and raise up all of that, I'm paying every debt out I can pay out, and then I'm getting me a stash. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. So I don't have to use credit cards every time something come up.
Amen.
I'm beating that back of poverty. You ain't going to get. Mm-mm. And then you can I hit it? Don't get mad with me. Look up or somewhere. You got people don't want to come to church, but they want to be out. Can you lend me this? Can you let me have that? That's why you stay broke. You're trying to take care of broke folks.
True.
Now, if you hungry, I'll feed you. If you want around here naked, I'll put something on your back. But I'm not going to take care of you, and you refuse to go get what God got for you.
Amen.
They want you to just take care of them. And then when the money gone, they gone. I'm telling you. Ooh, I was just telling what I'm going to cook for Christmas. Ooh, I'm going to eat good. I said, do y'all cook? Nope.
You know they do.
People can do better.
They can.
You're
but
right.
They're not, because they can run to you.
Uh-huh.
and keep you bound. And then something happened, a tragedy happened, or something happened in your life, you ain't got nothing.
Here you go.
And they can't help you.
Mm-mm. Had not I learned, and I'm closing, how to handle wealth. Not just pray for it, handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, glory to God. We was living in, y'all know that big old green two-story house we had?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it painted. It still looked good. I paid about $300 and something for paint. And God told me, somebody gave me $500. He said, don't spend it. Put it up. See, now some of y'all, ooh, they got a sale at the mall. I know that's God. Now God had told me.
To put it up.
The sale was speaking to me, but God wasn't, because he done already spoke to me. And this guy called, my husband. He was desperate for some money. And he painted that big old two-story house for $500. Now, I had to buy the paint. $500. Then I told them the eaves needed to be closed in. I told him, I said, now you got $500. I know you got some money. Now, I know you got some somewhere. I said, you go get your $500. And they did all of those eaves on that big old house.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get that now. Amen. But he was desperate then.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? When they desperate and you got the money set aside there.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
And we go by that now. That house still looking good.
Yeah.
You got to know when God say do something, you do it. Don't let another voice come in now.
Yes.
You hear what I'm saying? Because them voices going to be calling for you.
Yes, it will.
They're going to be calling for you.
Yes,
I'm trying to tell you, we was talking yesterday morning how a lot of stuff we did, timing plays a role.
Mm-hmm.
How we did things when we first got there. I don't know how God did what he did. Well, I know how. It's the word. All new doors, new windows. You know what I'm saying? New floors in the key. We got all of that done the first year or so that we moved in. Now some of them people dead. Ain't that right? You can't find them. Timing plays a role.
It really does.
Hallelujah. It does. It plays a role. And I don't care what somebody else say. You let God tell you what to do. I got one, you know, that I would use him. I'm going to use whoever God tell me to use. That's where the deal is at.
Exactly.
But he said, in all of your ways, acknowledge him and let him direct your path.
Oh, yes.
I'm coming into 2026 with a mindset. I'm going to have more money in 2026 than I had in 2024. Anybody's mind is there? Because we're living in a land of what?
Plenty.
Plenty. Opportunities, guaranteed success.
Yeah.
I looked at this when God told us to buy this land. It was the ugliest piece of property. Bro. Trina said, we're going to have to get some of them Mexicans to clean that up. It was so much, wasn't a lot of trash here. It was full of trash. Just like you go to that poverty. Okay, go to look at that liquor store. They got a great, big, huge garbage bin now. Right. And look at all of paper around.
They'll throw it down.
Because you got poverty people. You see what I'm saying? They don't care. They just throw it down. It's too much trouble to walk to the bin and put it in there.
Amen.
You wonder why we got to keep this. Let us not have this fence around.
Oh, my
here.
God.
I'm trying to tell you, we be picking up paper all the time. Some of them still try to throw it over here. When you're poverty inside, I had one time, y'all, I'm trying to tell you, I'm closing. I had a tab spirit. I was saying, I would go to iron clothes and I would tab. I would burn all the other clothes up. I would burn the food up. Finally, it hit my mindset. Oh, I better handle this demon. I had to bind that thing up. It was a tab spirit. You know, you can see burning one time, but burning something two or three times and then burning the food. It's something in the house that needs to get out. You're talking about, I ain't got no devil around me. He was. I took that thing. I said, I called it right by his name. I pulled it down and I shut that thing down. You ain't gonna make me live like this. Hallelujah. Go to wash some of his clothes and make Clorox spots be on. I say, wait a minute. We gonna I'm getting rid of this demon.
That's right.
And you got to understand this demon sometimes that's in your path. Now you got to be strong enough to break poverty. You know, when God gave us this mission to build this church, we had so much opposition. People left the church. The rest of them was talking about us and all kind of opposition. It was no way in the world we were supposed to put this church up and finish it with what we had to deal with. But what else we had to deal with? We had God on our side.